Stephen Price is een Britse componist die voor zijn score van Gravity in 2014 de Oscar voor beste muziek won. Zijn passie voor muziek begon toen hij 5 jaar oud was en al gitaar kon spelen. Na zijn studie aan de Universiteit van Cambridge werkte hij in een studio waar hij gitaarsolist was bij het London Symphony Orchestra. Als programmeur en arrangeur werkte hij al aan films als The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen en Around the World in 80 Days, voor hij ontdekt werd en zelf muziek mocht gaan schrijven voor de film Around the Block. Na zijn werk voor onder andere The World's End, Gravity, Fury, Suicide Squad en Baby Driver werd Price verzocht de muziek te schrijven voor de nieuwe Netflix-documentaire Our Planet. Deze documentaire van de makers van Planet Earth, Blue Planet en ook The Hunt, waar Price al met ze samenwerkte, laat de natuur van onze planeet zien en de staat waar het momenteel in verkeert. De score van Our Planet was een thuiswedstrijd voor Price.
We recorded it all in London, so I had one day to record the orchestra for each episode. So we basically did a film a month for 8 months last year. And the rest of it's done in my little place. And you know, there's quite a lot of additional instrumentation and vocal stuff that I do there. But the orchestra is done at Abbey Road.
Our Planet is een lang project voor de makers van de serie. En Price wist al ver van tevoren dat hij de muziek zou gaan verzorgen.
I knew I was doing it a good couple of years before I started to do it. So I'd started fiddling around with melodies and that sort of stuff. I had this kind of ever expanding scrapbook of, you know, maybe this one will be useful, maybe this one will be useful. But the intensive work on it was kind of a year, really. But with each episode, they in their schedule, they would say you have a month. But I would always get the episode a couple of weeks early. So I would have a good 4 weeks to write each one.
Naast de serieuze noot van de serie en de waarschuwingen die de makers geven over de staat van de natuur van onze planeet, was er ook zeker een komische noot aanwezig in de show.
I think that one of the things they were trying to do with the show is have this balance of pure entertainment. Because obviously we've got this big message happening as well. And yeah. A lot of it is about dark things that's happening to the planet. So sequences like that were just a dream because, you know, it was incredibly choreographed dance routine that was going on.
Een van de meest aangrijpende scènes uit de serie speelt zich af in aflevering 2, genaamd Frozen World. Het laat zien hoe walrussen uit pure wanhoop het overvolle strand verlaten en tegen de kliffen opklimmen, om vervolgens op dramatische wijze hun lot tegemoet te vallen. Price had een moeilijke keuze voor zich hoe deze beelden van muziek te voorzien.
The worrying about that scene had started a couple of years hence, because I know one of the camera people. But so the camera guy had sent me some pictures from his phone when that happened, going like, we've just seen this amazing thing. It's like the worst day of my life, kind of thing. Like, this shouldn't happen. So all the time through the preparations of the series, people kept saying, have you seen it yet? This sequence is like, no, this is going to be the, we don't know how to do this, because it's heartbreaking. So all the time I'm getting more and more worried about this thing and how am I going to do it. And, you know, everyone knew it was the sequence really that was going to be the big thing about climate change that would come out. So when I finally saw it, you kind of, obviously the tension of this moment built. When it got to the moment, I tried a few things, but you was like, I'm just getting in the way of everything here. So it was one of those moments when the only thing you could do is just get out of the way. And we actually pulled out all the sound as well. So there's like a really deafening silence, you know.
Samen met de producers van de show koos Price ervoor om helemaal geen muziek te laten horen.
Well, it's one of those things that you could just, you know, you tried everything and it's like, well, actually, we're not. This isn't working at all. So the best music you could write was absolutely no music whatsoever.
Price stond voor dezelfde keuze bij de scène van de instortende gletsjer aan het einde van aflevering 1.
And that, you know, the noise that's coming off this thing, and we had all the real sound recordings and that sort of thing. And in the end, I did a demo whereby we just kind of filtered off all of that sound and gradually removed it. And the piece that plays over that is just a little piano and violin piece in the end, the most intimate possible thing. I think we used the first take that was performed because we all sat in the control room and the violinist was just learning it. And it just felt like he was kind of on the edge and he was watching the images as he played. Put it 3 times and we ended up using the first one because we all just never kind of got the feeling back. But just to try and make those big epic moments as personal as possible seemed to be a way to make the show kind of connect.
De score van Our Planet werd genomineerd voor meerdere awards, waaronder 2 Emmys, maar wist deze helaas niet te verzilveren. Dat doet echter niks af aan de pure magie van de muziek.